For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We know this. We've sung that song quite a lot. You've heard me say those words again and again and again. Hopefully, those are now becoming, when someone says fruits of the Spirit, hopefully, those are the words that are going through your head. This is the one we always get mixed up. Gentleness and goodness always get mixed up in the list. And it's weird. I think the list gets harder as it goes along. Right up until this one. And yet I think it's right that this is harder or less likely to see in someone than the preceding ones. Gentleness. What do we think of when we think of the word gentle? Well, to be honest with you, for parents, we're saying gently, gently, when we see an older brother or sister with a new brother or sister, or puppy, or hamster, or toy, or whatever. Gently, gently. How many times have your mum and dad said gently to you in the last 3.5 minutes? Gently. What does that mean to you? What does that word mean? Do it gently. The image in my head is of something really soft, but which you can leave a mark on. And I want to pick it up so I don't leave a mark. Or a little chick. So you pick up a little chick and you do it gently so you don't hurt it. That's what gentleness is. And generally, it's gentleness towards something which is fragile, is the word. Something that you could break really easily. We don't usually say, when somebody picks up a brick, be gentle with it. Or if we are, it's because they're going to use the brick to not be gentle. So you don't have to be gentle with a brick. You don't have to be gentle with a rock. You don't have to be gentle with the ground. You have to be gentle with something that's fragile. So why does this make it into the list? It's interesting. But then, think about how we use the word when we talk about people. I love that dentist. They're really gentle. I love that doctor. They were really gentle when I hurt myself. You know, that person is really gentle with me when I'm feeling a bit rough. Gentleness is something that we long for when we're feeling fragile. It's not something that comes naturally to some people. I don't think if you produced a list of things that I'm like, that anybody would use the word gentle to describe me. Gobby? Forceful? Loud? Persistent, determined, enthusiastic. Don't think many people would use the word gentle before they use some of those other words. But then I want you to look around the church. Look around. I don't want you to point at them, because that would make people feel awkward. But what I do want you to do is think, who would I use the word gentle of in our church family, in church right now? Who would we say was gentle? And why would you say that? You see, sometimes people mistake gentleness for weakness. There's an old song that said, "Gentle Jesus, meek and mild." And the image for many years, certainly when I was growing up, when I was at Sunday school, was that Jesus was this sort of, "Oh, yeah, no, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, no, don't worry about it." Which is not really very helpful. Because this is the same Jesus that turned over tables in the temple and called the Pharisees a whole range of things that if you called your teachers, they wouldn't be terribly impressed. Gentle Jesus. And then I think about him raising Jairus' daughter from the dead. "Little girl, I say to you, get up." The woman who had a dreadful illness that meant that she was unclean forever. She never got a chance to worship. Jesus dealt gently with her. The woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. In fact, I don't think I'm wrong in saying Jesus was more gentle with the women he encountered than with the men, probably for good reason. But Jesus' gentleness wasn't about him being a pushover. It wasn't about him being easily manipulated. It was about the care he took with someone who was vulnerable. I've spent a long time learning how not to stamp in with my size 12s. My emotional size 12s, that is. How not to get forceful and direct and all of that. I hope I am more gentle than I used to be. But that's why this is a process. Fruit takes time. Think how fruit grows. First, you get a tiny little bud. Well, you need leaves first so that the tree will grow. But then you get a tiny little bud that grows and then starts to open out into the beginnings of a flower, and then you get a flower, and then you need external help to pollinate that flower. And that flower then, the flower dies, and you're left with a bit in the middle that then starts to swell and grow and grow. Next door's apple tree is covered in apples. They're not ripe yet. They're not ready yet. If you picked one of those apples now, they'd be rubbish. If you go outside and pick some of the raspberries now they're ripe. But you have to be gentle. Fruit takes time. And the further down the list we get, the more time it takes. Thinking about some of the friends who've gone to be with Jesus over the last year or so. None of them could be described as pushovers. None of them could be described as weak. None of them could be described as not being firm and strong and great, but all of them could be described as gentle. So when it comes to the fruits of the Spirit, love and joy and peace are at the heart of what grows. And then patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, or faith, if you want to go there. Gentleness. That's one of the longest. It's the one that comes through character. It's the one that comes through having rubbed up against a lot of people and a lot of situations and realizing that a gentle answer is the good one. You'd be amazed what can be achieved if you don't behave like me and stomp around the vicarage like some sort of harrumphing rhinoceros, but actually you let the Holy Spirit grow gentleness in your heart. Tell you what, I know these aren't about us doing it. We don't go, apples. But I want you this week to try a little, not a little tenderness. I want you to try a little gentleness. You know, you've got to try a little gentleness. I want you to be thinking about that as you go through this week. Can I, this week, allow the Holy Spirit to teach me a new level of gentleness in the way I deal with situations and people? Might be at school with someone who rubs you up the wrong way. It might be at work with someone who just gets on your nerves. It may be at home with parents or children or other relatives, for those who have them at home. What would it be like to let the Holy Spirit make you just a little bit more gentle?